We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from the mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We are here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
So that, like...
This is Slick Zero, your host. With me today for episode 3-4 of BaseNet Radio is that Echo in the background, as well as Morbid.
Yep.
Silent Slade.
Hey.
And D-Money.
Here somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. Those are probably going to be the only words you'll hear out of him. And as you know, we can have multiple sections to the show. We are always interested in ideas for other sections, hopefully some that can be filled with content effortlessly like news. If you have an idea, send it over to BaseNet at basenetradio.net. Any reproduction or retransmission of this material is encouraged. That's why this MP3 is available for download at our website, basenetradio.net. And we shall move right on to the first section. That starts the email section of the show.
Right.
So we must have gotten some email. Yeah, I felt like it.
Okay.
Kind of makes it sound somewhat professional. Now I don't have the email loaded up to top that off.
Yay, we're professional.
Yay. Well, it doesn't matter. How long does it take me to log into the email here? Hopefully not that long. Hopefully.
It's just the point that you guys love us enough to send this email.
That was more than you spoke the entire last episode.
Thank you for emphasizing that.
Are you feeling sick?
Speaking of one of the emails we got, which is more of a Hacker Media comment, this one says, DMAT, you're my seldom speaking hero.
Well, thank you. Somebody loves me. I have one fan.
That somebody would be Ghostless.
Oh, I haven't heard from Ghostless in a while.
Yeah.
He's still around.
He's around. Anyway, back to the inbox. We have a...
Oh, I see how it is. Alright. Alright.
What?
Oh.
See how it is what?
Nothing.
Oh, just he had a follow-up. Oh, okay. Well, there was a question of the week, but it was figured out on his own, which is cool. The guy's a hacker. Yeah, I didn't even notice the question until right now, but...
What was the question?
By all means, share it. Why not?
The listener question was about an emulator for seems I hate that echo in the background.
Yeah,
anyway, trying to play Nintendo 64 games.
Ooh.
On his computer. Which is interesting. I never actually played around with N64 emulators.
I've been recently playing with PS1 at PSX emulators.
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember trying to play PS1 games.
But yeah.
That's not really so much emulation as it is taking the CD, putting it in the thing. But I don't know if you download them.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He says the system he's trying to run these games on, 3 gigahertz, 1 gig RAM, NVIDIA graphics card, not sure the number, but it's good enough to run Doom 3, so it should be more than able to do the trick. Running Debian unstable testing. Some of the games he's tried will load, but they are rendering around 2 FPS and with no sound. Ugh, that kind of sucks. I've played with the plugins a bit and poked around on a few discussion boards, yet to find any info that's really helping. Any advice you can offer is most welcome. Congrats on a full year of shows. Here's hoping for another one. And, this is Midar, by the way.
Hi.
I've never personally played with N64 emulators. Anybody here have?
No, I thought about it, but then I got lazy when I couldn't find a ROM site in less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
That didn't have dead links.
Yeah, and he also noticed I totally skipped over this part. My bad. I too was one of the many who thought you had stopped doing the show when I stopped seeing posts on Hacker Media. I just kind of figured you were done. Well, I'm happy to see you're still kicking on with it. Cool. Okay. But then, yes, he has a follow-up to his question. And he says, "Doh, I'm such a noob some days. It looks like I hosed my NVIDIA driver without noticing it. All fixed up now." And yes, Moopin, which 64, which is the emulator he was using, is playing my ROMs. I'm still having difficulties getting my Super Ghetto Taiwan Night Market USB gamepad to work, beginning to think it's a compatibility issue.
Here's a maybe a suggestion for the gamepad. If you have any of the newer game systems, like, of course, yeah, obviously I should name them. Well, any of the PS2, GameCube or Xbox controllers, you can find USB adapters really cheap online.
Oh, yeah, they're like 10, 15 bucks.
Yeah, and it comes with the drivers, and I've been using my Xbox controller as my computer gamepad, and it works brilliantly.
There's support also directly in the kernel for that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I still use Windows at home.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Noob. Anyway, he came across the info at http://www.linux-usb.org/capital-usb-guide_lowercase/x194.html. Kind of long, but whatever. I don't have the tiny URL bar. Some people do. Anyway, yes, it goes on about USB joystick and gamepad support in the kernel. So that's kind of cool. He answered his own question.
Yay.
He did our work for us.
Yay.
Dude, you're awesome, Madar. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. M-A-D-A-R.
M-A-D-A-M-I?
It could be Madar. It could be a lot of different things. But
send me the site that you get your ROMs from. Because I'm too lazy to look for them.
Yeah.
Mothers Against Drunks and Racists?
What?
Madar. M-A-D-A-R. I don't know. I'm making this up.
Have you been to too many parent-teacher conferences there?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Worried about your little children?
Anyway, we should move on. Which we will do right now. That begins the news section of BaseNet Radio. In this section, we will be discussing news from this past week in the tech and computer industries, as well as any other news we find relevant to the general idea of hacking. We try to vary our sources, so you may hear something on this show that you may not have heard elsewhere. Also, if you would like to be a BaseNet correspondent, simply send us an email with an audio attachment of yourself doing a report on something of your interest. It can be anything from reading and commenting on tech news to reporting on an interesting hack. And if you see a suspicious package, please do not keep it to yourself. Oh, wait, that's... I'm reading something else. My bad.
What? I'm like, I don't recognize that part.
I thought if you see a suspicious package, please hand it over. There might be money in it. I thought that was the way that goes.
If you see something, say something. And
to me.
Does anybody else have news besides me? Because if it's just me, I'm going to have to read these news stories very slowly. Make pretend it's just me for now, so then you could search for stuff.
Exactly. You got it. Woo-hoo.
All right. Yeah.
And in the ideal world, my PC would be up and running, but it ain't.
Yeah, and you would have funny BBC stories
for
us.
Yes, funny robot stuff and...
Robot sex.
Dead robot news.
first robot suicide?
Right. Anyway.
Sorry.
This is actually... Oh, this was from a while ago. Well, I didn't see it till this week, so I haven't said it on the show, so I'll say it now. Microsoft wins the file a location table patent case.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a patent case going on?
I guess there has been. There's a lot of patent cases with Microsoft, if you haven't noticed. The United States Patent Office has upheld Microsoft's claim of patent rights over its file allocation table. Oh, this may be over... It says its file allocation table, so it could just be over FAT12, FAT16, whatever it's called. The decision reverses two earlier judgments and potentially allows Microsoft to go over... to go after open source developers who use the technology. FAT controls how computers store information to hard drives and other storage devices such as flashcards, so maybe it's not just about their own thing.
They want to stop people from using like VFAT drivers or something?
I don't know. It could be that, but it could be well, I mean, that's bad because a lot of the flash devices that you get are usually FAT32, and even Macintosh has used that.
That's just to be easily
are they licensing
compatible
it?
With everything.
Yeah.
Should you be forced to pay for using something that minuscule? But all right, whatever.
I don't know, because
Microsoft
I mean,
needs to make money, you know, considering they only make $1 billion. No, literally like about $100 million an hour.
Seriously. But well, maybe not that much, but it could be.
Really?
Yeah.
About that much.
Yeah, possibly.
With all the licensing crap that they've done to everyone all over the world?
But seriously, what was around first, Microsoft or some form of file allocation table?
Some form of file allocation table?
Yeah. This is just a retarded thing.
Oh, the fact that they even dared call their thing file allocation table is kind of sad.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. It's just... Well, at that time, it was just so obvious when they came up with it that they didn't get a patent when they had the chance to make it their own.
It's simplicity.
But how? It's just like, this patent, does it cover FAT16, FAT32, NTFS? No, I don't know. Maybe NTFS is its own separate patent. I wish I researched this a little more before... recording with it, but yeah, this is definitely
maybe some listeners could help us out on this one and give us some more info if they know it.
Yeah, because that's something that seems not right, but I'm interested in hearing more about. IBM looks to patent new system for patenting patents.
How can you patent a system for patenting? Patting.
You screwed it up too. Good, I'm not the only one.
It's a tongue twister.
Okay, DMAD, your turn. You say it. Good job.
He said it perfectly.
Yeah.
Give me a shot.
Alright. IBM looks to patent new system for patenting patents.
How about no? Yeah, no.
Oh, God.
It ain't gonna happen.
Morbid, turn your phone off. Anyway.
Fuck, man. Alright, I got news.
Yes, go ahead.
From Germany. Frankfurt, Germany, actually.
Oh, really?
Where, if everyone's been here at least once, go to wikipedia.de.
Wikipedia.de?
Yes.
Okay. Alright, I'll have to take that sound clip of Morbid saying vibrate and... That's somewhere interesting.
I'm not sure that could be useful.
All right, I am there.
Part two.
Now, what about Wikipedia?
Do you see something different from the rest of the Wikipedia?
Not so much. Well, I don't know, but it's on. Why? What's the big thing? Besides, it's in
it's
a different
blocked.
Language. It's blocked. I don't see it. I see Wikipedia.
It's just blocked.
Okay.
For you.
Can you actually see any sites in German?
Actually, no. No. Why? Why is it blocked?
Well, there's a little warning message that parts of the site have been blocked.
Okay.
Due to, get this, a court order regarding a German hacker.
What?
Yeah, that's right. German hacker known as Tron, which his real name is Boris F. This is fucked up. Yeah, this is in the article. Sued Wikipedia, well, at least the parents of, I believe, sued Wikipedia Foundation to prevent them from publishing the real name of their son, which was just published, just right there.
You should
who
have
was
said
found hanged in a park in 1998.
Okay.
So you can still see German content, but they want to block the story in German so that the name isn't displayed.
Oh.
That's kind of gay.
And this has been blocked by a court junction in Germany, so it's kind of strange.
But was it already available in public, the name?
I mean, yeah, in the press. I figured it would be available in newspaper.
You'd figure if the
depends
full
name's how old
there.
The child was.
Well, this is Germany.
Depends on Germany's laws.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess there's a law against people posting something on the internet there. No, I'm kidding. That can't possibly be possible. Because you know how Wikipedia is. It's anyone can go there and edit and say his real name was Robert Paulson.
His name is Robert Paulson. Name.
Sorry. But
good movie. I should watch.
They don't want his name displayed like that. So it's kind of a toss-up. I mean, it's an encyclopedia. They don't want his name in the encyclopedia. I don't know. What do you guys think? It's kind of like saying, yeah, let's erase history a little bit.
In my opinion, you shouldn't be able to block it.
Agreed. Slick?
Well, I say if it was already in news stories and whatnot with his full name, there was no problem then. Why is there a problem now?
Alright.
Maybe they did have a problem with it.
Alright, let me play devil's advocate now. Now, the problem is now is how far do the family's rights go in this kind of case?
They don't.
Reason?
Free press. But then, of course, you take into the account, you have to take into your values and, does the public need to really know that specific bit of information? If you go into that, they really don't need to know the name of the person. It is invasion of privacy. Because you could give the information about the facts about the story out without damaging the name of the person. So, I personally say let it go, but if you think about it in a media sense, it's not a necessary
piece of information.
Yeah.
No, it's not necessary.
Just said his hacker name and be done with it?
Could have.
He does have a handle. You know. Well, anyway, just wanted to bring that up because it was interesting and different. And kind of like goes against the spirit of Wikipedia to block something on Wikipedia.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Kind of curious what D-Money thinks, but I think he's dead.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I heard my name be mentioned.
Oh. Whoa, he talked again.
Wow. Sorry.
He could talk, but he has no pulse. This is very strange.
I know. Yeah. I heard something about Wikipedia. What? Sorry.
Yeah, we were just reading a Wikipedia article regarding a family of a dead hacker wanting his name not mentioned on the website.
Alright.
And whether that's their right, or whether, since it's an online encyclopedia that everyone edits, whether you should be allowed to do it. Just put the name there.
Well, it's your right to really post your name, as well as delete your name from an online encyclopedia.
When you're dead?
For his parents, for example.
Yes,
they don't want his name. Yeah.
Here's the thing. If it's an online encyclopedia, if you can readily delete things, then how accurate and how much of a story
like
are we...
That's like family.
How
saying.
Accurate and how much of a story are we actually getting?
Well, that's always been a problem with the Wikipedia.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean,
I don't use it a lot, so I don't really know it's...
It's really awesome. I mean, you can... It get a lot of information. Not always right.
Yeah.
Well, the flying spaghetti monster is real.
I see photographic evidence right there.
Exactly. Well, actually, that's more of an artistic rendering of his noodliness.
There's that constellation thing.
We should really call up the Mythbusters and ask them if they can actually prove it.
They would probably be able to.
I think I know what their answer would be. We're not going to go near any religious any religious.
Yeah, because after they prove that, they got to prove Jesus.
Okay. Then
Jesus existed, but we just don't know if he was what people think he is. I'm sure there's a guy named Jesus.
Here's the thing. As far as the flying spaghetti monster goes,
Munster.
We need
no, cheese.
We need bullshit for that.
Oh
Yes, Penn and Teller's bullshit, yes.
Yeah, but I can already see where that show ends up. At a table with the flying spaghetti monster sitting in a bowl.
Wow.
Penn eating.
Penn eating. Yes, Teller throwing meatballs. No, juggling meatballs or something.
Uh-huh. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, starting to sound pretty gay, actually. Stop.
Listen.
Yeah.
What's wrong with gay? Huh? What do you have against gay people?
I don't know. What do you have against?
I don't know.
Meatballs?
They don't talk much. Oh.
I know where you live. I know where you sleep. I know where you work. I know when you pick up your mail, and I have a very sharp object in my left hand pocket.
And I'm sure you're playing with it right now.
Son of a bitch. Can we move on now?
Wow.
Hey, next story, please.
Oh, okay, alright.
Before you just turn into a bloodbath.
Well, about that. Yeah. Slick?
Oh, okay. Microsoft ads aim to erase huge image.
Huh?
I don't know, but they want to erase the huge image? They're going to be getting a lot of spam about that. Anyway, Microsoft Corp, the world's biggest software maker. Well, no shit. That's a great way to start a fucking article. Where is this place? I don't know.
CNET.
No, not even.
GDNet.
They will spend $120 million a year on an advertising campaign to fight its image as a huge American company.
It is a huge company.
It is now a small company based in India. So you do not know what you're talking about?
Welcome to Microsoft, based in Mandamas.
What's happening?
Sorry to all of our
Microsoft
Hindu
is moving to Mandamas, it seems.
I apologize.
Wait, who said what?
Microsoft will spend $120 million a year on an advertising campaign to fight its image as a huge American company.
We are a tiny, tiny Indian company. We are based in India. Our founder is Indian.
Give it a couple years.
Well, except I think the they're doing part. It now, but, you know.
Except for the founder part, but... I know why they're outsourcing everything. I know why they're outsourcing everything thing. To India. I figured it out.
Why?
Because they have to spend all the funding here on the patent and lawsuits.
Ooh, I think it's about healthcare and wages, but, yeah.
I finally went over to... it's on drivers.
Huh?
The kernel.
Hmm?
It's on it's building.
Yes, yeah. let's fill in the listeners. Morbid is working on his laptop right now.
Well, I'm watching it work.
Yeah, obviously.
I have nothing going on my laptop.
Now let me explain in a more verbose way.
Thank you.
His laptop, which was
oh my God,
updated.
Big words.
What was that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Okay. His laptop, which was updated last week. It ran an update. It's running Arch Linux.
What kernel was he running?
It was on 2.6.10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Compiled right off of the Arch CD. And it's, you know, it's all right. But apparently you need 2.6.12 for hardware detect to run, which is a part of UDEV. It's a new part of UDEV, which pretty much obsoletes PCMCI ACS as well as Hotplug, which is kind of interesting. I haven't played with it yet. I haven't needed to.
Yeah.
Because all my stuff is more or less built into my laptop now. So, but he requires a PCMCIA card to get on the network, whatever he's trying to do. And
is that the compact?
It's a compcrap. Yep.
Yep. It's the compcrap.
Okay.
300 megahertz of glory.
Glory. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
So since it requires 2.6.12, I copied a release candidate of 2.6.15 since I was too lazy to download one. And just put it on his machine, and we used the .config from the old one. Now it's just building a new one, and yeah.
It is taking quite a bit of time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Six months later.
It is 300 megahertz of glory, and I have built Gen 2 on a machine like that before.
Oh, God, I remember when that happened.
Yeah, it was sitting in my room on the floor for a week, just building.
Mm-hmm. Collecting heat.
That's kind of cool. Better than trying to grab packages for NetBSD offline. Trust, I could tell you that. Well, not entirely, but yeah. I could tell you it takes a long time. I made that mistake twice. Shame on me. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, so it's that's the spot we're at right now. It's building the kernel.
Drivers I2C.
I2C? I put some I2C shit on there?
IDE.
UP.
Oh, it's in driver's char. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's see. Any other news, Slate, or...
There's a little bit of stuff. I'll bring up something that was brought to my attention earlier today. The BlackBerry ordeal.
Ooh, what about it?
Have you heard anything about the BlackBerry ordeal lately?
I was thinking about getting a BlackBerry.
You might not want to do that.
I didn't.
Why not?
Huh?
Why not?
What happened?
All right, well, there's this big court battle going on right now, and it's coming to fruition regarding the BlackBerries, and I believe the Supreme Court ruled to refuse to hear an appeal by the makers of BlackBerry regarding the patent decision that they provided to the other company that was...
What is the whole thing that they're in court for?
All right, well, it seems to be there's another company.
Yes.
I think it's like R.I.M.
R.I.M. is who makes BlackBerry.
R.I.M. makes BlackBerry, so it's the other company. R.I.M. is Research in Motion. I can't seem to find the maker of the other company. Well, there's another company that claims that they've made the software that runs on the BlackBerry.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, I believe it has to do...
Hello.
Do more with the web interface. You get your email and everything sent to the BlackBerry.
Okay.
All right. You kind of wiped out there for a second, so you might want to repeat your last sentence.
Yeah. So another company claims that they had the patent rights to some of the software that used with the BlackBerries, and they won in court.
Really? I can't think of the name of the company. So I was looking at it the other day when I was researching. I think. Yeah, but, really? I had no idea there was an issue. Because I think it's readily available information as to who provides the software.
I believe the patent was from something like NTP.
Mm-hmm.
It's an NTP Incorporated, I think it was. And, yeah, so they won in court. The BlackBerry, RIM, decided to appeal, and the Supreme Court refused to hear their appeal. So it's possible now that BlackBerries everywhere are going to shut down. Or...
they might have to change the
They might force RIM to pay them.
Yeah, that's probably...
for each BlackBerry in existence.
I think they're going to shut them down. They'll probably... because that'll be just bad press for the company in the future.
Oh, yeah, they're dead.
That'd be a death blow to themselves if they did that. They'll probably just get a nice settlement out of RAM and...
license fee or some bullshit.
Something.
Or buy the company. They just own BlackBerry from that point on.
You think? I think they'll go that drastically. I think they'll just get a nice, happy settlement and maybe some... a really good deal for what's going on in the future from now on.
So make a shit ton of money, retire to Aruba, and continue running the cash cow.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Abusive. But I guess it works.
Yeah, I like BlackBerries, except for the fact that, I don't know, are they touchscreen now, or do they...
No.
It's still the scroll.
Yep, that stupid fucking wheel.
That's why I don't like the BlackBerry.
I mean,
they finally went to a color screen.
That's true. I mean, I really don't like the other alternative to them either. Like, you would get a Palm.
I actually, I was supposed to get my, Pocket PC phone today.
Oh, okay, that's right. AudioVox?
No, I ended up getting a Samsung.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's another cool phone.
The SPHI 700. Really good reviews for an older phone.
Any reason you wanted it? Don't say because they had good reviews.
No. Because I decided I need to organize my life because my memory is getting worse and worse. And and instead of carrying around a phone and a PDA, I decided to do both in one.
Yeah, I don't think I ever use my PDA for organizational purposes. I just kind of use it for the internet.
I started to.
That's
good. With working full-time and going to school and having a bunch of weddings that I need to plan and so.
You're planning weddings?
My sister.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like, hey,
No, no,
God,
sudden.
No, no, no.
Yeah, I
And a couple of them? Damn, what are you, Mormon? No, stop, I'm kidding.
yeah, I knocked like a bunch of girls up last weekend, so. No.
What?
No, shotgun no. Weddings, nice.
No, no, no.
Road trip?
No, not at all, not at all. No.
Who thought we'd be going back to Vegas so soon?
No, 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 no. So yeah, Vegas. it's just a time, a point in my life where I actually need to be organized. And it's a lot easier to carry around one thing than multiple.
That's crazy.
But yeah, the BlackBerry, I'm not sure. I don't remember actually if it went to if they do offer a touchscreen yet. I don't think. However, I do like the fact of the BlackBerry that has the keyboard built onto it. Which some PDA phones do have now. A lot of them actually do, but not all. Not the one I got. Drivers, PCM say, hey! Yay! Not really.
You don't know yet.
No, not really. I'm probably going to end up leaving time. This year. Leaving it here plugged in.
If you want.
Yeah.
Anyway. More news.
This isn't. Yes, it is the same Steve Jobs. I did not know this until just now, but you know who the CEO of Pixar is?
Steve Pixar? Jobs.
Right. Okay.
Well, really?
I must have been in the dark. Yeah. All right. He is going to be the largest shareholder of Disney.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. So you have all the information, Slick. Might as well take
not right in front of me. No.
MS okay. Disney.
Yeah. Of Disney. You remember Pixar Productions?
Yeah.
They made like all these movies.
Disney films. More or less.
Yeah, I guess you'd call them the next generation of Disney films.
Yeah.
Well, they were a branch off of Disney, and then they, I believe after this, is it the Finding, might have been the second Toy Story, where one of the ones after that, they kind of went off on their own.
Right, and then they started making more violent films.
Did they? Didn't they make were they Shrek and whatnot? Or was Shrek DreamWorks?
Well, that's DreamWorks, I believe. I could have sworn Pixar did like The Incredibles.
Oh, that was good.
Which is like, you know, there's a lot of explosions.
It was fun.
What else did they do? Well, it doesn't matter. There's like a shit ton of things that they produce. Well, regardless, Disney decided to buy them out.
Wait,
for
you mean Microsoft?
An insanely large amount of money.
Microsoft. Steve Jobs.
I'm sorry. You mean Jobs? We've been on the Microsoft kick.
No. Disney buys Pixar.
Yeah, but they were Pixar. I mean, they were Disney, though.
Yeah, but then they broke off. And now they have to come. Now Disney needs to buy them back because without Pixar, they don't have digital animation, really. They really stopped producing 2D animation.
Which sucks. I'm sorry, I'm a huge fan
I'm
of...
I'm sorry, you don't like Bambi?
No. Yes, I do.
Bambi should die.
No, I'm a huge fan of Lion King and before animation.
Bambi should get shot.
Bambi's mom did, so it's
so
okay.
You're not a Mulan fan?
No. Bambi should have got shot with the mom.
Hey!
Bambi should have got run over by the car while running away from the gun.
Alright, wait now. He should have been shot and mutilated.
Not mutilated. Cut up, skinned, and used as a
beef
nice
jerky.
Piece of steak.
Beef jerky, man.
Steak.
Young. It's like veal.
Oh, veal. Torture baby. No, move. Bambi played too much.
Kitty mutilation, what? You guys are sick. You sicken me.
Tortured baby cow. Except Bambi wasn't a baby cow.
Once I realized where this was going, I just shut up.
Listen, we didn't say Bambi was Christian, okay?
Alright, so let me take this.
Sorry.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Pretty much what's going to end up happening is for $7 billion, Disney buys Pixar.
Okay.
Steve Jobs becomes one of the biggest shareholders of Disney.
Okay.
he's also
Disney owns the world.
Yeah, ooh, yeah.
Right, Disney owns the world, right?
Yeah.
Half
so
of it.
Now we're gonna have Steve Jobs with a good share of Disney, a good share of Apple.
Okay.
So you know all those like Disney films that never get released, it will be available on iTunes next week. And over their new video cast bullshit. So you can watch Bambi 2 on your iPod.
That's probably been out.
And don't forget all the cool, sleek advertising you're going to see on any network owned by Disney.
Oh, God, yeah. You're going to see so much iPod shit, you're going to want to bleed your eyes out. Let's see. So, not only that, but they also make some other interesting things happen. A lot more computer-generated films, probably.
Because they have a much larger budget now. They're back with Disney.
True, that's true. They also have, like, the backing of Apple and the creativity that it does come from that company. It could be a good thing. It could be a horrible, evil thing. I don't like Disney at all. And I'm not
Did your parents
really
never
looking
take
forward
you
to seeing...
the land of make-believe, but not in land. Did they never take you to Disney when you were younger? Were you denied that? Is that why you're so hard?
Hey, I never been to Disney.
Really?
Oh.
Hey, man, if you're down with seeing the penises in the Little Mermaid, that's all for you.
What about Aladdin's wonderful message to everyone?
What was the message in Aladdin?
Good teenagers take off their clothes.
All good. All good teenagers. All good teenagers take off their clothes.
That's right, man.
Which in the DVD they did take out.
Oh, they did?
I believe so. I have it on
they
DVD.
They had to. That frame would have been stoppable.
I should check when I go home because I do have it. I have the special edition on DVD.
For those of you online who are listening to this right now and confused, just look up the history on Disney subliminal messages.
Or find VHSs of Disney animated. Little Mermaid, Lion King, Disney, did Cinderella? I don't know.
Hope not, but
Cinderella, I don't know.
Probably.
I watched it I watched it a couple months ago. I don't remember any. I was looking.
You're not supposed to remember what they show you. That's the point of subliminal, man.
Yeah, but everyone knew about the other one. Well, never. Little Mermaid is kind of easy. There's a huge penis on the cover.
I believe Fantasia is another one.
Fantasia is way too on the cover. In the middle of the cover. In the middle of the castle.
Yeah.
Fantasia is way too long to sit through to find the subliminal stuff.
Dude, I didn't say sit through it. I said, you know,
dude,
you're
blowing
there.
My mind.
What?
You're ruining the image of Disney in my mind right now. What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
Lion King said sex in the clouds twice.
Yeah.
Huh?
You didn't know about Disney subliminal messages?
No.
Are you being serious or are you just being goofy?
No. Hey. No, I don't know.
What is this, Raggle D-Money Day?
Yeah, what is that? Dude.
What?
What's up? I get one email and everybody's against me now?
I'm asking a legitimate question.
We don't have fans, damn it! That's the truth, alright? I'm just kidding.
Right, wait, no, I wasn't aware of anything like that. I know they had Coke in one of their lollipops, but
it. Here's the Lion King stuff. When Simba sees his father in the clouds as an image, like in either bottom left or right or one of those things, the word is sex is in one of the clouds, and then also when he poofs down and all the petals and stuff go up in the air, you see sex written again in that. So that's Lion King. I don't know if there's any more, but...
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Besides the lion humping and stuff.
Lion humping?
What?
You know, their playful banter in the woods as they grow up.
Don't know that one.
Simba and yeah, whatever.
Right.
Okay.
Go on. Ruin the image for me a little more, please. What are you talking about?
How about in Snow White when the dwarfs...
Yeah, I think the gangbang.
When the dwarfs catch Snow White and meet her first, one of them mumbles... What are you and who are you doing?
Really?
No.
I don't know. I just found that on Google. Who knows if it's true or not?
I'll get to a tiny URL thing. Hold on. This is Bash Disney episode 4, 3-2. tinyurl.com/78pv4.
Sound.
And this core is the language in, I think it's Spanish.
Now repeat that URL again.
I would love to if I didn't delete that. Hold on.
Tiny URL.
You people slash 78 P V 4.
Okay. 78 P V 4. And it's in Spanish. Yeah.
V as in Victor or B as in Bob?
V as in Victor.
Thank you.
V as in Victor, right. And then you should see, like, Bienvenidos a lo Oculto de Disney. This is Welcome to the Occult Disney, which is a bad name for a site. I'm sure you can translate this somewhere. And you can see, like, in the first image, you'll see, like, a penis in the window. In the next image, you'll see...
Which movie, which one was that? You know, I wonder if Beauty and the Beast does.
I forget the movie.
Oh, I guess the Candlesticks, yes. Beauty and the Beast and the Candlesticks. Yeah.
Beauty and the Beastality, what?
But yeah, I think the Candlesticks and Beauty and the Beast.
I don't even remember.
My virgin
I never actually looked for these. So.
Then, of course, there's the giant, you know, the Little Mermaid dildo thing.
Yeah, in the castle, the...
Yeah.
And that one's just blatant.
Yeah.
It's not the most famous one, one of.
Anyway...
That is cool.
We should just get on to something else, because this is getting a little...
Disturbing? Entertaining yet disturbing?
I don't know what it's getting.
Off
That's
topic.
So bad, there's actually a penis.
Yes. I like how he accented there's actually a...
You just loaded up this image, didn't you?
Yes, yes, I did. Are there any more?
Yeah, I got one more
Why
for you.
Why are you drooling?
How the hell do you know?
If you want another scary one, tinyurl.com, 8XDCA.
8X?
Yes.
DCA. It's not the fastest thing on Earth, but it does have some interesting images.
Okay.
Yeah, don't expect it to load by the
image. You're going to have to run that by me again.
8XDCA.
8XV what?
D as in David, C as in cat, A as in apple.
Ooh.
That worked out.
What was it?
No. That final website actually has, like, explanations from people who, like, drew it and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, for example, this one part, Snopes.com talked to the artist who drew the cover, and the artist apparently fully intended for the tower to have it look like that. Although, when he had finished the cover, he realized it was actually a bit too obvious. The artwork was sent for approval with the assumption that some changes would be required, but no such request was ever made, and so the cover was released with a not very hidden dick on it, I guess.
That was completely intentional, eh?
Wow. Did they get the name of the artist?
No, but maybe it's Snopes. Why would you like his art?
Does he also do the ambiguously gay duo? Because I do believe their Fortress of Solitude looking place is nothing but a bunch of penises.
That's not a kid's cartoon. Well, technically Disney is an anime. But,
anyhow, let's move on to something aside from Disney and penises that they draw in their art.
And words they say in their movies.
Yeah.
So maybe it's Disney who's sending me all those enlarged Japan 15 size emails. Alright, anyway, moving on.
Well, what nice background music.
Of course, it's Disney.
Net.
See if we could find a video game with music from, like, some Disney game or something.
Aladdin. Well,
if I have... Oh, yeah, Aladdin, yeah. Or the Lion King, they had that one.
Uh-oh.
Anyway. China to build world's first artificial sun.
That, what?
I was waiting for somebody to do that.
I was just kind of like making
Are they talking about a sun as in a male child, or a sun as in the thing that warms their Earth?
That big ball of fusion in the sky.
What?
I said that big ball of fusion in the sky.
The thing that revolves around the Earth?
Yeah, that. They're not trying to turn the Earth into a sun, are they? One of those, like, crazed mass schemes.
Well, according to this article, a full superconducting experiment tokamak fusion device, which aims to generate infinite clean nuclear fusion-based energy, will be built in March or April in Hefei, capital city of East China's Anhui province. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay, whatever. It's a hard language to pronounce. Go on.
Yeah, because I have to do the intonation right and everything for Chinese. Anyway, experiments with the advanced new device will start in July or August. If the experiments prove successful, China will become the first country in the world to build a full superconducting experimental tokamak fusion device nicknamed Artificial Sun, experts here said.
I guess since it's an artificial sun, they're kind of not going the cold fusion route.
I guess not.
Wasn't meant to be a bad joke.
Yeah. The project, dubbed EAST, E-A-S-T, Experimental Advanced Superconducting Tokamak, I don't know, again, how to pronounce it, that is being undertaken by the Hefei-based Institute of Plasma Physics under the Chinese Academy of Sciences. It will require a total investment of nearly 300 million won, or 37 million U.S. dollars.
Or I was going to say $5.
Only 1/15 of 1/20 of the cost of similar devices being developed in other parts of the world. That's kind of interesting. It's a low-cost version, which is pretty high cost by poor people. The new device will be an upgrade of China's first superconducting tokamak device, dubbed HT7, which was also built by the Plasma Physics Institute in partnership with Russia in the early 1990s. HT7 made China the fourth country in the world after Russia, France, and Japan to have such a device. The EAST project research results will be significant for the International Thermonuclear Experiment Reactor, or ITER, in terms of basic research in both engineering, technology, and physics, said Wen Yuning, Chinese name, who is in charge of the project.
Yeah.
No offense,
Danny. I'm sorry, that was rude.
Yeah. Yeah, that just sounds interesting. An artificial sun. I don't think it would be so much...
The most interesting part is nuclear fusion, which is nothing capable, which no one's been capable of actually doing.
So pretty much they're going to blow up their country to do this?
Most likely, yeah.
Not only the country.
Sweet!
The continent.
Okay, if you're easily offended, cover your ears. And you can open them up again in 10 seconds. Okay. Sweet! A great way to end the overpopulation.
5, 4, 3.
A great way to end the what?
Overpopulation.
Well,
okay, I don't think that's time to open your ears.
Would that really offend anybody, though?
Yes.
Mass,
yes.
Yes.
Yes, it would.
Yes.
Okay.
No, it wouldn't. For those who just opened their ears, no, it wouldn't.
What was that?
What was what?
I just heard a gentle, kind female voice say alert.
So did I. Is that Skype?
It might be part of the video game music sound files.
I kind of doubt that. Yeah, it was a game during the sound, not
it was on
in
character
between.
Selection. What was that? The hacked GYM file is not supported.
Yeah, that's something else.
E-soccer.
What the hell? Skype is all berserked on me again. Skype is such a crappy program. I have to find something else. What? It is. Give me a break.
What kind of other VoIP program are you going to find that's free, huh?
Have you checked Freshmeat? There's quite a few.
That work?
There's quite a few.
On Windows.
Who needs Windows? But I'm sure there are a few.
Wow.
Because that's probably the thing that made the alert sound.
It was very soothing.
It was.
It was a non-panic-inducing alert.
Exactly. So it's like, alert.
Fear.
Your computer is about to...
explode.
Exactly.
It's okay.
But it's okay. Because I have a sexy voice.
I said soothing. Non-panic-creating soothing voice.
That's exactly what you need during panic situations. Right.
There are 10 seconds until nuclear meltdown.
Is it me, or Slick just sounded like Michael Jackson?
Oh, God.
Kind of did. Sorry.
No,
my love.
No, that's more of it.
See, you could tell the difference.
I could tell. Slicko sounds a little more like Michael Jackson. Slick, try singing it.
No.
You're trying to say that he sounds a little softer?
Sounds gentler.
Oh, well, thank you.
Do you moisturize?
Oh, well, every day.
See? Exactly like Michael Jackson.
I like to play with the little boys.
Do you know more of it?
say that one more time.
No recording.
Oh, darn.
That's Michael Jackson. What are you talking about?
Right. Oh, yeah, that's going to be used in a song now. Anyway.
What?
I don't know. I'm going to use that clip somewhere. Who knows?
Which one?
The one what Morbid just said. Anyway.
I said nothing.
Morbid likes to
innocent,
right?
He says.
Because apparently I'm pretty good at taking sound clips and using them out of context and to music.
Yeah.
I bet you could probably take a lot of this show, today's show, and
yeah, probably with all that Disney crap.
Yes,
that somehow we finally got off of.
Yay, net!
No, we did not.
Skitup.
Huh?
Net forward slash skitup forward slash ULPQ.
Right. Anyway,
SCTP.
And this concludes this week's episode of BaseNet Radio.
Not yet. We got a little bit, but it's about ready.
Sorry.
I don't have any of my usual fun news.
Well, let's see. Here's something. A lot of TVs, even the nice flat screens and whatnot. The logo is used on channels like, you know, your basic news channel or whatever.
Yeah.
They have the bug in the corner. Those burn into the screens.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, because they're constant.
Yeah, but a lot of the stations now, they have moving logos, and they also change the sides of logos on.
Right, but there are a lot of the just standard steady logos, even if they're like crystal logos that you can see through. It's still kind of...
Really?
Yeah. And no. that's if you keep a TV on, I mean, a lot of the new TVs, the high-tech TVs, like, even if you keep it...
Plasma is very susceptible to burn-in.
Yeah, if you keep it on like, a channel for a day, mm-hmm. It's burnt-in.
I keep SportsCenter on.
That
constantly.
Kind of
constantly. I'm surprised they don't have the menu burned into that.
Is it yes?
SportsCenter.
Oh.
No, it's no.
You noob. Shut up.
I know what you're talking about.
No, yeah, plasmas are supposedly they are susceptible to burn-ins. LCDs are, however, really aren't, they claim.
No, they're not so much, but plasmas are.
Yeah, and now
because you're projecting the image onto the screen. Yeah. It's like,
and well, plasmas really aren't. They're a little cheaper than LCDs, but
and they're a lot crappier than LCDs.
They last like 5 years, and as soon as the one part goes, you have to replace it. As opposed to LCDs, which really you can at least 10 years, and they just need a single part replaced.
But the thing with LCDs that I don't like is, most of the time, at least with laptops, there's at least one dead pixel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean...
Well, with laptops, hopefully with the TV ones, once you mount them on the wall, they're not going anywhere, so hopefully maybe the fact that they're stationary might help.
Until they start blasting in your area, then...
most people don't have blasting going on in their area.
Just remember, one horn means prepare, two horns means they're gonna blast, and then when they're done blasting, three horns means all clear.
Okay.
Horn. And sometimes when it's wet out, those horns make funny-ass squeaks.
So can we go outside of people's houses and be like, with air horns, be like, meep, meep, meep,
yeah,
and then blow up fireworks outside their door?
Pretty much.
Lib.
Is Silent Slade around? I haven't heard a word from him.
Oh, I'm here. I'm playing with this really awesome service called world-tracker.com.
Was that a sarcastic really awesome, or?
No, it's not. It's scary awesome. Pretty much what this service does, you sign up for free. You give it a phone number. I don't suggest you give it yours. And what it'll do is it'll track it. Its
How
last
so?
Known location on the cell towers.
I'm guessing you want to give it a cell phone
number,
not a house number.
That phone is.
That's kind of freaky.
Yay, next generation of stalking.
Yeah, really. This is like...
Yeah. What, you said you were home, baby?
Now,
I don't believe you.
Now, seriously.
I see you in fleshy, honey. You know?
For like, all you like fucking that. Morons who put your cell phone numbers on MySpace, you get what you deserve, okay?
Oh, that's creepy.
Or even in the profiles, in your instant messenger profiles.
Yeah, seriously. It's... Ugh. Technology. Making stalking easier every day.
Well, we just labeled another generation of stalkers very happy with that little story.
So where is Echo right now? Did you try his phone?
No, it's actually very, very lagged out. I'm guessing that the fact that 100,000 people know about it by now, and they're adding everyone and their mom that they know to the list.
Wow.
I'm trying to think of positive uses for this.
If you think your wife or husband is cheating on you.
Oh, come on.
If you have a child who you gave a cell phone to.
Oh, that's bullshit. That's what you get one of those cell phones that has like the four buttons only.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's kind of cool.
So then for a fun time, all they do is hit the 911 button.
Oh.
Come on.
I can make blinky blinky lights. Boop.
It's kind of like when I went to take a tour of a school and they had like the emergency lights around the campus where you're supposed to, like, you know, the you push the button and then the response time is supposed to be like less than 2 minutes or something from the cops.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. 2 or 3 minutes. Well, supposedly there's, for some reason, it was going off like in a row, like this. They thought something really bad was happening, so the cops were running from spot to spot, and it turns out there was like an elementary school tour of the campus going on. So when the kids walked by one, they hit it. They hit each one they saw.
And did they know what it was?
And they finally caught up to the
kids.
I guess they realized it's going in a pattern, so they went ahead of it, and it was little kids hitting. They saw the kids pressing every single one.
Oh, and then they strangled the children. No,
ooh,
I'm kidding.
Ooh, it's done.
Really?
Now time to reboot.
Yeah, it's done. No. Should I reboot?
Good idea, yeah.
Well, he didn't install it yet.
Oh, shit. I thought you typed it.
No, I put the modules in their directory. Make modules underscore install. I didn't actually copy the kernel over to
what
boot partitioning
now?
Crap.
What do I have to do now?
What we have to do now is shout out anybody who you want to.
Anyone who's still actually listening.
Exactly. There's a shout out right there if I ever heard
shout
one.
Out to Walt Disney.
Shout out to $D$.
Yay!
Who actually spoke a lot more this episode.
Congratulations.
And Ghostless, who I think is the reason he spoke.
Yeah,
I feel loved.
Anyway, you have any shots, D-Money?
Well, Ghostless, obviously.
Yeah. Because you're his hero.
I think D-Dollar Sign has a crush now.
Oh, I do. Please tell me you're a lady.
Anyway, that concludes this week's BaseNet Radio. We hope you have enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or flames, send an email to basenet@basenetradio.net. If you are listening to this on the DDP Hack Radio or on Rant Radio, up next is Binary Revolution Radio. Have a good week.
Peace.
Ta-ta.